The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee. Jesse and Mike here on Bird's Eye View this Thursday morning. Henry's back at it. Hopefully you guys all made it through the weekend okay. It was snowy, to say the least. I think the Berkshires got almost 2 feet all told. Or certainly Pittsfield did. That's where we are, of course. I think it kind of depended, but I know the numbers were higher in some other towns. Ooh, see, Henry is dressed very appropriately with his polar bear onesie. You're feeling the freeze there, bud. Yeah.
Best to keep the pajamas on when it's single digits.
Yeah, you gotta get them. You gotta get the feeties. Kind of important. In any case, we are here on this Thursday morning. Some big milestones happened last week that we talked about how Wakona's Madison McCarthy got 1,000 points over the weekend on Saturday when it was 0 degrees out, not snowing, but it was 0 degrees. Pittsfield High's Harolyn Castillo got her 1,000th point as well. We had a massive game last night in the Berkshire League between Pittsfield High and Wakona on the boys' side. And this is where I was in the office last night, just kind of trying to math out the various scenarios as we come to the close of the league season. And we're looking at who wins the inaugural first back exemptive Berkshire League title. And coming into Wednesday, Wakona was 6-1 in the league. Drury was 6-2, and Pittsfield was 5-2. Now, Wakona was 6-1, one loss to Drury. Mm-hmm. Drury was 6-2, two losses to Pittsfield. And Pittsfield was 5-2, one loss to Wakona, and one surprise loss to Monument. So, all Wakona had to do was win out, and they won the league.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Pittsfield thumped the Warriors. No contest, 20-point win. The first game, Pittsfield was up 15, and that's when things kind of spiraled out of control. So it's not that I don't believe that Pittsfield can win by 20 points, but the way they seemed to win was very much surprising, where Wakona couldn't do anything. Wakona was playing a back-to-back, and they probably only got home at midnight, 1 o'clock, because they went out to Auburn to play. But even still, a shocker, to say the least, to see them lose by 20 at home. And now, all of a sudden, Berkshire League is very much anyone's race. There is a chaos situation, Mike,
mm-hmm.
where we can have three-way tie for first at 7-3, with everyone 7-3.
7-3. Somewhat unlikely, though, in that Wakona and Drury play Friday. So
yes,
Somebody's going to have three losses coming out of that.
Right. So let's say, Drury only has, they all only have two more games.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of the Wakona Drury game, they all that's the only time they play each other again.
Correct, yes.
So they could all, Drury wins that, then they're 7-2, then they lose to Hoosick, they're 7-3. Wakona wins one and loses one more. Pittsfield wins one and loses one more. Like, they lose
yes,
the war.
Yeah,
before.
It's still a chance, yes.
So they all could be 7-3, and then we'd be in a three-way tie for first, which would be kind of insane. Very real chance that there's a tie for first at 8-2. Right now, with everyone 6-2, if Wakona wins out, then they will be 8-2, and they will split it with Pittsfield if Pittsfield also wins out, because they'd both be 8-2, and they would have split the season series.
Sure.
If
for Pittsfield, that's Hoosick and Taconic left. For Wakona, it's Drury Friday and at Monument on the 6th, next Friday.
Yes. And then for Drury, it's Wakona and Hoosick.
Correct.
And if Pittsfield wins out, then they will once again be 8-2, and they will need, in order to claim a you know, sole league crown, they will need Drury to beat Wekona. Because if Drury beats Wekona, then Pittsfield's beat Drury twice, so Pittsfield owns the tiebreaker.
Yes.
And for Drury to win out, they would be 8-2. They would need Pittsfield to lose one more
game. Lose a third game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, because, once again, Pittsfield got them twice.
Mm-hmm.
So if Drury actually needs help, just to avoid sharing, yeah, a league title, yeah, they would lose to Pittsfield on tiebreakers. Yeah, so all kinds of craziness could come down the stretch here in the Berkshire League, which I guess is kind of what we wanted, maybe, just to have some fun with this thing as it is in its grand.
Yeah, it wound
return.
Up being a bit of a cannibalistic like league. Just, yeah, everybody was capable of beating everybody, which was kind of what we had hoped for entering the year. So,
yeah, I'm pleased. It certainly has been a fun first year. We'll see how the state tournaments in the Western Mass follow, if it helped them or if it hurts them. We will find out in due time, as we are not that far from the end of the regular season, beginning of Western Mass play, and then the state tournament. On the Pittsfield-Wekona game, Breon Thompson dropped 30 points, career high for him. Hit 5 threes. And I was not there, so very curious to see, to hear if it was within the flow of the offense, because the team as a whole did very well from three. But yeah, this is a great win for Pittsfield. They had been on a three-game losing streak. They had about a week off.
Yeah.
So I imagine that time helped just to kind of reset, recuperate. And yeah, now they have to finish strong, because they are the 32nd seed in D3.
Yeah, it's a set of practices. I certainly would have been, yeah, it would have been fun to be a fly on the wall of some of them. They were coming off the split at the Hoop Hall, then played, so with the Hoop Hall, they wound up playing 4 games in 5 days, 4 games, 5 nights. Actually, days, I don't know what time the Hoop Hall games were, but they came back, had to play out at Holyoke, and then they hosted Monument, and that's the loss that catapults them into this situation with the tie. And it was a Monument team that they had beat, I think, pretty handily earlier in the season. I want to say by 20.
Yep. In Great Barrington.
So it was certainly a reset. I think Jerome Edgerton kind of said as much. We needed some time away. I think the snowstorm helped them, kind of gave everyone some space, as you need when you're, you know, in close quarters for that many nights in a row, and you're. Stumbling. There's another word I couldn't think of there.
Sliding. Skinning.
No.
Skinning is very,
it's like skinning stifling, is very important. But it's not
skinning
stifling.
Skinning is very appropriate given the snow.
Yes, that's fair. To have a week leading up to that, and then the snow winds up hurting Wekona, and that Auburn trip was supposed to be Monday night, gets pushed to Tuesday night because of the snow, and then you have the situation where, yeah, high school kids are getting back after midnight, going to class in the morning, and then having to play that night against one of the best teams in Western Mass in Pittsfield. So I guess, yeah, snow helped Pittsfield, but just to see them kind of collect themselves, right the ship a little bit, it's very good to see. I guess they have another week off now, so the benefit of having that thick stretch of games in the middle of the season there get you kind of
a breathing room.
Yeah, one game in 10 days, and then they'll restart, I believe, next Wednesday with Huzik, and then the war on the floor is next Friday. So yeah, good to see them. We had, like, I was worried. I was at that Monument game. I was worried. I was like, oh, this is not a Western Mass title contending team that I'm watching right now.
To be fair, I don't know if anyone in the county is winning a Western Mass title now.
That's why I said contending.
Class B.
Contending.
It'll be interesting to see how they can handle SciTech, which is up in one of the Valley Leagues and plays, you know, all big schools like Northampton and East Longmeadow, Agawam, all those. So that will certainly be a question. Can you hang with somebody like that? And SciTech is now in D3, which is why they're in Class B. So that will also be so. I mean, SciTech, I think, is like top 5 seed in D3 as well. Yeah, Pittsfield certainly has work to do, but yeah, great to see them bounce back like that. We had a couple of 30 pieces this week. Darius Taliaferro from Mount Everett, he dropped 33 against Lee on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really impressive win for Mount Everett's team. Has two switches. They have the switch that's labeled WBC, and they have the switch that's labeled WOBC, with Brady Carpenter and without Brady Carpenter. And when Brady Carpenter is on the floor, the team can play with anybody in Class D, anybody in Division 5. And when Brady Carpenter is off the floor, they can lose to anybody in Class D and lose to anybody in Division 5. I mean, he's on the floor, and they're up, like, you know, 8 against Lee early on. He got two fouls in a span of 40 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't great. One of the fouls was certainly an interesting call.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't play the rest of the first half. So he missed, like, a quarter and a half, essentially. And it's a five-point game at halftime. He comes in the second half, and they win the game. They were up 30 mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter. You know, they won by 28. So it was just two completely different scenarios. Also didn't help that Trevor Leonard got two fouls as well. So, you know, they're two biggest players. Or they're two, you know, physically largest players.
It's not a very deep team.
No.
Starting five is on par with most teams in the Berkshire League.
Oh, I thank you. Oh, nope. Gotta hold it up. Thank you. I'm not going to drink out of this because I think you're very germy.
Likely.
But I like the fact that there's a big whale on it. So I thank you. Yeah. Anyway,
go get it back.
I wonder if sippy cups are FCC authorized. Do you want it back? You can come get it back. They got it.
Certainly, not what the fine folks here at WTBR want to see around their equipment.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't spill.
Yes,
it's not like it's an open cup. In any case, so
speaking of which,
Brady Carpenter. Yeah, so when he was back on the court, I mean, he's grabbing rebounds.
Yes.
He's fighting for rebounds. It's also just like his ability to fling out passes to start the fast break is excellent. And you don't often see that from a big man because usually it's big man get the board, give it to one of the guards, guard kicks it up. He was flinging full court chest passes.
Yeah.
And Taliaferro's laying in.
Their passing is kind of on another level from really anyone I've seen out here. That's just they whip the ball around so fast. Even in the half court, they're just kind of moving it. There's kind of no stagnation there. That starting five is kind of far and away better than anyone else in their league. This is them coming off that Hoosick loss, so that's the class D, we presume to be the Class D title game is going to come down to those two teams,
and they knew it. Darius Taliaferro, sure. You know, we let that game go. We did not play like how we wanted to play. Joe Warren, the coach, said we missed a lot of shots that game, a lot of free throws. We do that. It's a very different game, so we kind of cost ourselves a big win there. And they are playing like they want to prove that, you know, that it was a winnable game. Oh, is he under the table? Oh, my goodness, he's right near me.
He is way over.
There we go. In any case, yeah, they want a shot at the Class D crown. They know that. They said that we got unfinished business. So it'll be very interesting to see.
He said something, they haven't won a league title in 50 years.
He said they hadn't won
years,
a league title
years,
since 1962. So that'd be 64 years, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think they can clinch Friday. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, they can clinch Friday. I would imagine, because I wasn't here when this league existed. I just mean that in the Berkshire. They would have been in the old Berkshire South, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I
would,
yeah,
so would,
I think so.
Would like Monument have been kind of the team that ran that?
Monument, Lennox probably during the Bailey Patella years. I don't know. Yeah, that wasn't. So I was never really South County, so I don't totally know.
Did you work for the Great Barrington?
I worked at the Berkshire Courier, which was a sister paper to the Berkshire Record in South County, but I was brought in to open the Courier, which was a Central County weekly. So I did spend some time down there. Like, I was in Great Barrington quite a bit, but Monument's, I've said this many times, Monument's biggest problem was they kept losing players to prep school for whatever reason before prior to Randy Coldus really getting or coming back. I didn't see Randy's first tenure, but they would have like three players like leave every year to not just to Berkshire School, to other places as well. But yeah, I guess that's it. Berkshire North South wasn't always like a geographic thing either. So
that I know, yeah. It was also about just like who's really good.
Yeah,
who's
yeah, it was kind of a.
You want it back? Oh, you have a juice thing now.
A 1-2 thing. So I should mention. So I Since neither of us were able to get to Huzik Everett wound up being on that crazy night last week where we had a bunch of other stuff going on. I went to see Huzik at Taconic on Tuesday.
And I got a text from Mike saying Aiden Wicks is gonna break 1,000 right in this game.
I thought
game.
He might for a second.
He had 30 in the first half. Yes,
he had 30. Yes, he had 8 threes in the. He had 10 points in 4 minutes, and then proceeded to put in 80. There we go. 8 threes, 30 points. Kind of just wasn't missing, and then at one point he kind of like stopped celebrating because you're like with your camera you're kind of ready like, oh, he put it up, let me zone in on him, and it just became so commonplace that the balls were going in that he just kind of would jog back down the floor. He was shooting flames early. Didn't help Taconic that somewhat with the Brady Carpenter you were saying. Taconic with Quincy King on the floor can kind of play with anybody. Without him, it's a rough situation. He picked up 3 fouls in 4 minutes somehow and went to the bench for the remaining 12 minutes of the first half. At which point, I think Huzik was up 15, 16, something like that at halftime. He comes back in, and then it's a 50-50 game from there. And Taconic did come kind of all the way back to go within 5, but with only like 20 seconds left. But it was kind of like you kind of expected it, in that Taconic's not going to just like get embarrassed on their own floor here. He's not going to drop 60 in this game. So Bill Hafey's team came out and obviously had a guy with his hand on Wicks's jersey the entire second half.
And they almost made the comeback.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it worked to the extent like they stopped him and forced other guys to beat him. Other guys did beat them. Quanell Bradley, Blake Mazzio both had 16 points in the game. I think they had combined 19 in the second half, maybe. Something like that. What do you want? The cap? Okay. And it was like the scary part
that I keep the sippy cup. he kept reaching for it on the table, and I gave it to him, and then he was giving it to me back. So
the scary part for Huzik is just they just looked like disheveled, frustrated with themselves in the second half. At a certain point, like frustrations are boiling over. I'm like, you're up 14 with 2 minutes left. Like, this is an easy win. The win is won. Like, you just have to kind of play the string out here. Don't screw up. And they screwed up quite a bit, obviously, to get Taconic within 5. But yeah, it was nerve wracking to see. Obviously, it's an emotional roller coaster of a game for Wicks in particular. You go from just shooting lights out, 30 points in the first half. He had 4 in the second half. One basket came right at the start of the third quarter. I believe first possession he stole and scored, and then had 2 free throws the remainder of the game. So he's getting frustrated. He's blowing layups. Luckily, I think like Bradley got very frustrated at the end of the game, but for the bulk of the second half was kind of clearly the best player in that I didn't know fully that he could kind of penetrate a defense like he was doing. He was running point a lot. He also is also, their primary rebounder. So he's also grabbing some offensive rebounds, kicking out Blake Mazzio, like I said, had some buckets in the second half as well. So Huzik was able to put it together, but it was a kind of a worrying win for what should have been like a bit of more of a statement win for them. Taconic had beaten them earlier in the season. So to go into Taconic and win by 15 would have been something very different than winning. It wound up being 78-71. Still a win. Still have faith that they can be, in that game with Mount Everett. They obviously beat Mount Everett, but there were cracks kind of that developed throughout the game for Huzik and some worrying stuff.
Yeah, the cohesion is now a question mark because you do have some very talented players, but whether or not they are a team is certainly going to be tested in the
tough
playoffs.
Games, Kyle, right? You have Pittsfield coming up and Drury, right? Pittsfield and Drury are left for them. So 2 games there that you're probably not. I mean, if we were doing odds here, you're not favored in those 2 games. So I don't think you're going to be able to like put on a string of wins here heading into the playoffs and get super high. So you're going to have to kind of in-house pull it together, make sure you're a cohesive unit heading into the tournament.
Yeah. We are going to take a short break, come back, talk a little bit more. So stay tuned here on WTBR, WSBR, and we will be back shortly.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
All right, folks, welcome back. Bird's Eye View here, Jesse and Mike. Should mention briefly, McCann Tech Hockey is still going strong, still undefeated in league play. They have a real chance at wrapping up a league title. I think in their next game, perhaps. It's getting a little funky just with everyone's schedule this year. But it would be their first one since they... first one in who knows how long. Certainly would be their first one since the program moved to McCann from Drury. They had been kind of fighting just to get one or two wins in their league for a while now, but they're 7-0. And then East Hampton is 7-3. So I imagine that McCann should be able to wrap up a league title relatively in short order here, which would be pretty impressive for the Hornets. Great turnaround for them. They had a 9-4 win over Chicopee yesterday. Dallas Richard just hit his 100th career point a couple games ago. In the win over Taconic. And they're within spitting distance of getting a home game in states, which would actually be incredible. Has not happened in the statewide tournament era. I think they are 18th, I want to say, in Division 4. And so they, yeah, have a legitimate shot at, if they can move up two more spaces to number 16, they would be hosting the number 17 team, which would be really incredible for a Berkshire County team to host hockey, of all things, in states. Should also mention that there was a change in the Western Mass hockey playoffs this year, where the first 4 years of the new PVIAC Western Mass tournament, four teams made it in Class A, four teams in Class B. That was that. Now, in Class B, six teams make it because there are six teams in Class B. So there will be the first top two seeds get a bye, and then three hosts six, four versus five, and then two, you know, and then you go off like that, like in the NFL playoffs. What is weird is that the quarterfinal games are neutral site, so I don't really know why that's the case. It would be great for McCann, it would be great. Taconic, McCann would be the one seed right now. It'd be great for Taconic to get a home game in the playoffs against or at the Boys and Girls Club, but I don't think that'll be the case. They're all scheduled for Olympia Ice Rink right now. In any case, Taconic, it looks like they'd be in the quarterfinal, and then they would go to the semis if they won. But yeah, kind of an interesting, cool new wrinkle to the Western Mass hockey, where now they have quarterfinals as well, at least in Class B. No Berkshire teams are in Class A. And yeah, McCann, this will be their first time making Western Mass, period, and states, period. So they have a serious shot at doing this thing right now. We'll see how far the Hornets can fly. Speaking also of the Hornets, boys and girls basketball looking to wrap up league titles. You saw the girls last night. Did they wrap it up, or did they just kind of put themselves in the position?
This was technically a non-league game last night, but it was a bit of a measuring stick game. McCann started 6-0 entering last night. They were 9-1. They're in this league where the competition is not great. Their opponent power rating is -10.
Yeah, I saw that. I was laughing myself. -10 is really kind of diabolical.
So the 9-1, you know, it's great. It's fun to win basketball games, but this was a bit more of a prove it game. Pioneer Valley was, I believe, 7-4, 8-4 entering the game, but they were power rated, I think, 18th in D5. McCann, on the contrary, is despite being 9-1, was number 34. That's where that opponent rating comes in. So it was, yeah, a measuring stick, a promising. They wind up winning it 36-21, so they hold Pioneer to tied for a season low. They had had 21, I believe, against Narragansett early in the season, some non, Eastern Mass team. So holding them to 21, it's a legit win. They went on a 14-0 run to close the third quarter that turned, it was 18-14 into 32-14 entering the fourth quarter, and that was kind of that. The defense really never let up. And it's fun. It's great to see. Like, Justin Kratz took over the program 3 years ago. The year before that, they had won 8 wins and then went 6. Then in his 2 years, I think 4 wins, 3 wins. So to win 10 games, it's no joke. So good for them. This will help them climb a little bit. They're not going to make Western Mass, I believe, but this is a chance to, you know, climb a little bit further in the state rankings. Maybe you get a home preliminary game, something like that. And overall, yeah, they should wrap up the league. They have split with St. Mary's, lost at St. Mary's, won at St. Mary's. They play St. Mary's a third time. I don't know that counts towards the league or what, how that works, because in college, usually it like doesn't count. But yeah, I don't see anyone in their league being able to hang with them. St. Mary's, I guess, excluded there, but they were impressive. Yeah, they had 7 girls score, nobody in double digits, but kind of just everybody could do a little bit of something, and they seem to be clicking. So 10-1. That's pretty cool.
Every time, yeah, I see them, I'm like, I need to. They need new uniforms because it reminds me of something from like the 1940s, where you have the dark shorts and the white top, and it's so clashy. Like, this, you're from like 80 years ago.
It's bizarre because it clashes
jersey
with the whole game day environment there, because yeah, they have the most high tech game day, right, environment in Berkshire County.
Which
the Jumbotron was cooking.
School should have. Yes, yeah, they should have.
Yeah, it was the Jumbotron's cooking. They like put lyrics to songs up there as you go.
That's great.
The plus ones going.
That's great.
Pictures of everybody when they enter their I guess, I don't know what they call it, their major, but whatever their path of study is at McCann Tech, metal fabrication,
yeah,
electricity,
yeah,
something like that. And the boys have won, I believe, 5 straight, coming off of I saw them lose at Lee in a pretty competitive game. But they've won 5 straight coming off of that. I believe they can wrap up a league title if they win Friday against Pioneer Chinese, I want to say. Who I believe is like, yeah, like 9-3, something like that coming in. So, the boys have similar situation. They have some more guys who can score at a higher clip.
Oh, that's your head.
Oh, well, he's probably fine. He'd be crying. we will see them Friday night, and what they're capable of, but, overall, yeah, things are going well in McCann. All of North Adams basketball right now is kind of red hot.
Yeah,
you look at the Drury boys and girls.
Only have a minute
as well,
left.
Yeah.
Drury boys, number one seed in D5, number one seed in Class C. Drury girls, number two seed in D5, number one seed in Class C.
So, yeah.
So Drury,
something in the water.
Hot. Drury girls probably not going to win a league title. They would need a lot of they need to win out, beat very good teams in Pope Francis and Frontier, who both beat them in the first time they played. Drury does play Pope at home tonight. Then they would need to win at Frontier, which Frontier is the number two team in D4. Very, very hard to do. They would also need Frontier to win another, to lose another game, because Frontier is currently undefeated in league play. So Drury, outside shot, needs a lot of help to win the Suburban League, but they can certainly get a second place finish. And yeah, they have a, I think they have a very high ceiling for what they can do this year in Western Mass and in states. And yeah, the boys, Jorge Bond just dropped 35 points, which brings him to a season average of 27.7, which is incredible. He has just kind of been on a tear, and the Drury boys just look like the team to beat. We are going to wrap it up about there. So thank you. I smelled that too, Mike. You're going to have a fun car ride home.
Yo.
Yeah, so stay warm. We're supposed to get more snow this week, and I believe it's going to be cold at least. So stay safe. Have a good rest of your day. Have a good weekend. And yeah, make sure to take it easy.